All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. We're going to switch things up. The guys are already around the corner.
Hey, oh, surprise.
Surprise.
A little early, aren't we?
The crickets started
early.
Those are real crickets, everyone.
They are.
They are real crickets. Oh, speaking of that, we do have a soundboard. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and oddly enough, we all work in the entertainment industry, which may or may not be weird. It's a place to put your feet up or down, or if you're exercising or driving or skateboarding or kite surfing or hiking or moonwalking or trick-or-treating.
Easy.
Or Halloween decorating or anything like that. Come join us. If you could like, subscribe, or leave a review on the Apple or wherever, we'd be forever grateful. And please add us on the gram, where we are most active. X, whatever that means. And the Book of Faces. In tonight's show, of course, the dads will kick off with a little catch-up, a little chatter-chatter, and then a little bit of nostalgia will take over as they have 80s, 90s nostalgic parent tweets tonight. And then in Smart Articles by Smart People, brought to you by Chris Chai, the dads will discuss an article called Six Ways to Tap into Nostalgia and Why You Should. And as much as we talk about it on the show regularly, there's got to be a through line of how it benefits parents and kids and all that good stuff. And then the dads take a quiz on 80s and 90s, where obviously you can play at home for some huge, huge prizes. Kidding, no prizes. And finally, they'll talk about things that make them smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, hello, sir, what's your name?
Landon.
Landon, you have a lot of time on your hands this week, so you've come up with an excellent dad joke. Can you please share it with us?
Yeah, I have. What do you call a belt made of watches?
What do you call a belt made of watches?
A waste of time.
Oh. I'm glad we get to laugh at it. We're never here with the joke.
I just hit the wrong sound cue, Landon. You got crickets. That was actually a really good one. All right, Landman, I'll let you back inside. Have some pizza. Relax. The dads are already around the corner, so we'll just continue the show.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
And we'll continue on with the show. How are you guys doing tonight? Ben seems a little mopey.
Some of us are okay. I'm moping. I perk up quick with your wife's margaritas in my blood, so sorry.
Oh, man. How do you know it's a margarita?
Because I'm drinking it?
I think it's something else.
Oh, wow.
I think you called it something else. Okay.
Well, your cups are obviously branded with Broadway shows.
Yes.
Yeah. Except mine, I pulled out the other end of the thing, and I got a Stranger Things experience.
Oh, it's like a captain badge?
I think it's nice that we've been having the gorritas lately, because I think that it's a long way around of honoring our friend Jimmy Buffett.
Yep. I told you guys last time I was drinking a margarita when I found out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I say this,
that's true,
too. Yeah. Like, let's paint the picture really quickly for our non-Californians. It was 96 degrees again today. And Phoenix and San Antonio, again, we apologize because we know that that is your everyday average. But I have been sweltering. The night times are nice.
Yeah.
But it's daytime
right now.
The valley nights are fun. It feels like a valley night, I mean.
It's toasty.
It's not normal, people.
Seeing all of our bare legs here.
Mm. Give me the fall, dude.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, we've never seen each other's legs.
All four. Oh,
let's short it up.
I don't really want to unpack that one, but you know,
it's a word picture.
Well, all right. So we got a pretty fun show tonight. I think there's so much going on in the world right now. I think there needs to be distraction and there needs to be chatter, other than what's happening around us, because we are all part of that every single day. So when Chris threw the article at us, I thought, this might be a really nice time to kind of get into things that make us smile regularly and things that made us smile from our teenage years, our 20s, our 30s, whatever, you know. I'll start off with things that make me smile before I get in there, because, of course, we have to shout out our amazing interactions on the gram. At OKest Mom Podcast, thank you as always for being awesome. PG-ish Parenting is a good friend, and her show's taking off. She's having Michelle Borba, who's a very renowned teen expert, wrote a book called Thrivers, a wonderful, wonderful source. But yeah, anyway, that was a good get. Dog Named Stella. If you're on the gram, you know Dog Named Stella, and they were on our gram. Drive-A-Log, really cool product. I met this guy at Mom 2.0 Summit. He makes educational like cards that you bring in the car, and then you can learn. While we do that all the time. Yeah, we do trivia stuff all the time.
We do the flashcards.
Laura Harrison Mays, Ellie Nichols Norris, Liz Gumminer, super awesome dadding, Sarah L.A. Mommy Blogger, Marlon Gutierrez, Matthew Kreckler, otherwise known as Girl Dad Nation, The Essential Calendar, Bree Pearl, Dad Home Lawn. The list goes on and on, and we're very, very lucky about that. So they're all gram friends, and we are, again, very active on the gram. So a lot of things to talk about here, but in the early jump on things that make me happy, have you noticed anything different on this muggy California night in the backyard of dreams?
No. Give me a second. I see flowers.
Something that's here that hasn't been. Mark, good one. That's a good start. That's a good start.
Ooh. I noticed the flowers.
Oh, the dream catcher.
The children and I did a little fall decorating. There's something that's very large and right in front of you that was not here the last few podcasts.
There's always something, though. The bouquet. You know, you're always bringing out something.
Well,
is it the umbrella?
No, there's the
yes, fountain. Mark.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. That looks new.
That's always been there.
That's a new one.
Tonight is the night of rogue sound effects because I don't have the list of what they are. So listeners, just
elephants and stuff.
Sometimes I get whatever I get.
Okay,
anyway.
So yes, this is the new umbrella, but it's not just any umbrella, of course, because of the Instagram.
It's a sunbrella, isn't it?
Oh, I think I see the little.
Do you see it?
I see it.
It's a. So ready? Three. Count with me.
Three, two, one. Nothing happens, people.
And there it is.
Okay, some lights came on inside like a little, like a UFO.
So yeah, listeners, as opposed to your ordinary table, outdoor umbrella, lawn umbrella that we've all gotten used to over the past 60, 70, 90, 100 years, this has on each rib of the umbrella structure, it has mini lights. And there's a switch that you can flick up and on the pole, and it's powered by solar.
Come on.
Yes. I want one.
LED lights.
Uh-oh, look at that.
This literally just arrived today, and I was so excited to get it up and running before tonight's recording.
It's a gear geek, dude.
It's a solar umbrella, people. I am eco-friendly and in the shade at the same time.
Every week, there's something new.
All right, so other than that, I'm reading this fabulous book. By the way, I'm in a book club, National Book Club. You guys are more than welcome to come join. It's all dads, and I kind of fell into it through a big network that I'm in, National At-Home Dads Network. And this guy, Kyle Denny, runs it. They do one book a month, and then they all get on Zoom, and they kind of have fun and discuss it. They get on, like, every 2 weeks. I'll give you guys the info if you're even vaguely interested, but I am. And the book we're reading is right in line with tonight. I don't have the book out here, but it's called The Impossible Fortress. And it's all about these kids in the 80s that have a caper, and all the references are there, and it's early computer programming. The game is called The Impossible Fortress. There's a little love story. There's a little, like, Stand By Me action going on. Yeah. I highly recommend that. So that book has made me early on happy in the show. And then, of course, if you're paying attention or not, it's hard to avoid me when I just text bomb you all day long. I did go to the great state of Wisconsin last weekend.
That's jealous.
I know. It looked like you had fun.
A lot of cheese pictures.
Lots of cheese.
They don't mess with their
it's
cheese.
It's serious. They do so not they're really, mess.
See, it seems like to me, like, well, you think, like, oh, Dutch people all drink Heineken or, Fosters.
Why do we have to leave America?
There's this misnomer that the people from there are all about it, but you're saying that the Wisconsinians.
Did you drink any beers? What I want to know. Did you have any beer or did you stick with wine and cocktails?
Finish up on the cheese. Come on, man.
So,
well, you got to have beer and cheese.
I had learned there's several things that are... But first of all, let me just say this. Milwaukee, if we have any listeners out there from that area, your city is phenomenal. Oh. It was so... I knew it would be cool, but I didn't know how cool it would be.
Really?
The arts, the culture, the air, the cleanliness.
Their baseball team is the Brewers. I mean, come on.
The music, it was the downtown, so walkable, but yet it feels like a real downtown. There's a river that goes through it. You can jump in a kayak or pull your boat up to your office. And then you get out on the lake, which is Lake Michigan, and it was fall leaves and all the good stuff. And then we jotted off to Madison, University of Wisconsin. Shout out to the Badgers, even though they lost to the University of Iowa Hawkeyes. Mm. What an experience that was. A game day in Madison
big time.
Is in my top five now. And I've been to about 25, 30 easily away, away places to see them. But yeah, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, highly recommend. I even said to my wife, I'm like, this was just me and my buddy, but I said, we need to go back as a family because I think the kids would absolutely love Milwaukee. You wouldn't think it. You'd
no,
think
it's
Chicago.
Not on my list. I'll think, be honest.
Yeah, but it's no, but it is. The food scene is phenomenal. And then there's all the traditional Wisconsin, really fun and cool stuff. All the bars, like the pubs everywhere. The fish fry is a real thing. Mm. The beers, of course, are everywhere. We stayed on our last night. We stayed in the Pabst Blue Ribbon original factory.
Nice.
They cored it out. All the giant vats are still in there. Wow. All the original stained glass, all the etching, cool. All the stone.
Now
and then they just got to hotel rooms around the outside. But even the rooms, like the door to the bedroom, that was... a see-through beer, and the fizzy went up and down as you opened the door. Yeah. So anyway, that's on Brewers Hill, which is where like Schmitz, Schlitz, Pabst, like all these like old school big American brands. Budweiser's obviously down in St. Louis, but like most of the, and in the History Channel, I remember watching, there's a great story of like how the beer brands came around.
The food that conquered America.
Anyway, I just alienated the other 49 states. Yes.
Well, their tourism campaigns aren't exactly out there. So you did good.
We should pitch the great city of Milwaukee.
You just did.
Yeah,
you
the
just
public did. Market, the brats.
Oh.
I'm sold, man. I want to go to Milwaukee.
I don't eat a lot of meat.
Let's just go. Tell the kids we're going to Milwaukee.
I don't eat a lot of meat, and I rarely drink beer. But
you got it. Did you eat a brat?
Oh, you had to.
When in Rome?
I did. I ate a brat at the public market.
Gosh.
I don't know if you've ever been to Seattle's, but it's they don't have the throwing fish.
No bun,
it's
right?
Very comparable.
Just a wiener and a napkin.
You could do it either way you want, but the ball game, they literally only had brats, hot dogs, popcorn. I don't even think they sold beer at the stadium. But no, the campus was lit. Let me just put it that way. But the stadium was kind of dry. But it was incredibly Midwest polite. But the school spirit's off the charts. And, of course, when they go to the fourth quarter and they do jump around. It's absolutely it's worth every single penny. All right. I'm so sorry. That
so
ate up our time allotment.
Yeah, right?
I don't know what I was excited about.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm overexcited every week about something random.
That's awesome. That means you're doing it right, baby.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about you guys next episode. let me tell you a little bit more about me before we move on. Coming up next, parent tweets of the week, nostalgia.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right. I know, we don't even have to pipe in the crickets tonight. They're already here. And I don't know where they came from.
A million of them.
I don't feel like they were here when I first moved in or have lived here. And now maybe somebody just dumped a jar of crickets once, and then they started having little...
It's cyclical. It actually is cyclical. Because
really, Mark?
Yes. We had a whole bunch of plants in front of our house. It's weather-based, and it's plant-based.
I just happen to be...
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see what sound effect Mark gets.
He's going to guess the sound effect. Whatever. I don't care. I'm used to being bullied.
Oh, Mark.
Like near
the cyclical thing, and you know what?
All right, so what are the bugs that come from the underground?
Cicadas.
They're not cicadas out there.
No,
they're crickets. Yeah. All right. So first tweet is from @mommy_cusses. Mommy cusses.
Sure, she does.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mommy cusses, for sure. things I know. Okay, these are 80s and 90s nostalgia tweets. Things I know. Where every single item in my house is, what Disney princess I'd be, lyrics to 90s R&B, useless movie quotes, things I do not know, why I came into this room.
Truth.
That's truth.
Yes.
Get a tattoo of that.
And I'm getting super bad at that.
I'm getting bad.
Oh, my gosh.
It really is. I'm actually, like, I'm doing word puzzles and such.
Gotta do something.
To start sharpening. I will, 3 seconds, and I won't even remember, like, where I just put my glasses that I, yeah.
They're on your head, man.
Well, you know, and I air tagged a bunch of stuff. I got those little Apple air tags.
Don't do that. That's actually going to atrophy you even further.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
yeah, you
no,
rely on
incorrect.
The things.
Dumbing you down, dude.
You start putting
I have one in my, all the hackers out there. I have one in my wallet. I have one on my regular keys. I have one on the barn keys. And then my team, that I work for, they laugh at me because they can never find me. So I actually have one on my credential.
Oh.
So if I set my credential down in a dressing room, I can find it and then get to where I need to be.
Our kids aren't going to be able to find the bathroom without Google Maps. It's like, I don't know.
I think there's a difference between that and then it saves me so much time trying to find the keys in a house of 5 people and 2 pets.
Put it in the same place every time.
No, it doesn't work
that way.
Don't you
have a key? Do you guys have a key bowl?
These people don't.
I have everything goes in the same place every time.
The savages in my house do not care.
But don't you have a key spot?
You touch my stuff.
Doesn't matter. They will put a backpack on it. They will put a scarf. They'll put a bag and then it'll jerk it off onto the floor.
Not in my bedroom, you won't.
Anyway. All right, here we go. This is from at Kevin Farzad. Only 90s kids will remember this. Air quotes, enjoy something without documenting it on social media.
Guilty.
I'm guilty.
I'm not.
Especially when I go on adventures, because I do I'll take pictures all day because I love photography, but then I do a photo dump. Yeah. When I get laid in my bed and I'm just like, bing, 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 bing.
You sure do.
But they're all stories and
yeah,
I don't
know. They're
expect
great.
You
as
to
long
come
as you're
look
still enjoying it, it became an obligation to me because all of my socials were attached to my business pursuits or artistic pursuits and it wore the heck out of me. And I haven't posted, I posted one time in 2 years and it was when Jimmy Buffett died. That's real.
Well, unfortunately, I do social media for an ad agency, I do it for an elementary school. Yeah. I do it for a club, I do it for the podcast, and then I have my own private.
But you enjoy it, so.
Well, I kind of do.
It's also a job at that point, though, you know?
Well, that's
sort
what I mean.
Of, yeah.
You're not doing it for just to do it naturally and organically. You have to, it becomes a task.
I think there's times when you just have to go through a moment and not photograph it, not
sure.
Be present, or,
you know.
Don't tell Def Leppard.
Well, but because of my bad memory, I need to do the post so that it, like a year later, it's like, remember? And you're like, oh, yeah.
That's,
I totally
so,
forgot that.
Just pictures.
Know? Two things
Facebook
on that.
Facebook Sudoku.
I do like that.
Yeah,
I like
so
the
cool.
Pop-ups yeah. 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Look at your baby.
And then I fire it out to all the relatives. Yeah.
So cool.
I like that part. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. All right. So this is from Flashback. Remember Netflix before streaming when you could only pick up three DVDs at a time?
I thought it was one and they mailed it to you and you had to mail it back.
Oh, even before that,
you could get three of them at
okay.
At Netflix.
I never paid for that one. It was like $2 more, so I didn't do it.
Jeez.
So you were that guy even back then?
Yep.
Man, Ben.
Three movies. Who has time for that?
Who knew Reed Hastings would turn that thing around into owning half the world?
You can return them when you want. With Netflix.
All right, we've talked about this before. At Dan Reagan says, parents today, text me when you get there. Text me the names of the kids or you were there. Text me when you're coming home. Parents in the 80s. Bye.
My parents didn't even say bye.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. You had to, duck and roll out of your car, though.
The street lights came on. It's time to go home, you know.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah. We, you know, it was funny. I was telling my daughters, my oldest daughter's just getting into they have homecoming this week, and there's a party afterwards, and you know she hasn't gone to a lot of those types of things, and so far, and she dabbled here and there, but this was like the first real attached to homecoming kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So of course I'm in Milwaukee or wherever, what part of Wisconsin? I was eating cheese somewhere. And so I'm getting the text. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
Oh, your wife.
But then it was funny because then when I got home, I was telling my wife, I says, you know, we were all very self-regulating back when I was a teen. You kind of went out and did whatever between 7 and 10, 7 and 10:30. My group, because most of our curfews were 11, 11:30 at the latest, we all meet at the pizzeria. No matter what party you were at or what game you were at or whatever, and then you meet at this place called, it doesn't matter. But it was a pizzeria. And then we'd all go home from there. And then, but I don't know if that happens anymore. Like, do kids meet there? Do they do that?
What are they doing?
They're online, you know, Discord or something like that.
They're all sitting at the park on their phones together. Yeah,
but the crazy part was I remember when one party would break up, word of mouth would move so fast amongst people there. There were no phones. Somehow we all head to the next spot. And then the next, you know what I mean? Like, did party words get out back in the day?
Our kids are going to be just different creatures. That's all there is to
it. Oh, of course. And it's just times are changing. And you got to roll with the change. As REO Speedwagon once said.
He's on an REO Speedwagon. Like
love REO Speedwagon.
All right. This is from @meantomyself. Oh, we got to speed these up. It's a good handle, though, at mean to myself. My mom and dad were perfect parents back in the 80s. They smoked, let me roam the neighborhood starting at age 7, and never once helped me with my homework.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I think.
Not the cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was in there.
No parents who smoked. The rest was there.
All right, this is our final one, and then we're going to move on to this tremendous article. I love nostalgia. Says, last weekend, my kids asked me what it was like growing up in the 80s. So I took their phones and tablets off them, locked them outside, and told them not to come back until the streetlights turned on.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Hey.
There you go with the streetlights.
Yep.
See how that works, kids?
Love that.
Yeah.
And life was a charm. All right, coming up next, an article from Time Magazine. Health and psychology, 6 ways to tap into nostalgia and why you should. Coming up next.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, this is Smart Articles by Smart People. The author is Angela Haupt. So I'm going to think that's Haupt. Maybe, maybe not. The article is called 6 Ways to Tap into Nostalgia and Why You Should. When people walk into Carrie Peel's retro toy store in Albuquerque, New Mexico, their eyes light up. Wooden spinning tops, yo-yos, trolls, rainbow lava lamps, scratch and sniff stickers. It's like time travel unlocked. Some visitors make a beeline for the games and puzzles. Eager to relieve their glory days, I sell a ton of Jacks to grandparents. I always joke that I should have an over 50 lead because every single grandma tells me they were the best Jacks or best at Jacks. Grandfathers in particular enjoy bringing up old marble related. Now it whittles down to the parents. Indulging in this sort of nostalgia offers a host of well-being benefits, experts say. But that hasn't always been clear. The concept has a complicated past. Nostalgia was coined in the 1600s by a Swiss medical student to describe homesickness among soldiers serving in the European War and the longing of returning to one's native land. So there's a whole etymology of the word and all that stuff. But what I immediately liked about it was, first of all, that we talk about it all the time. And now I find it really fun with my family to get in the groove of we're watching. Who said we were addicted to Stranger Things, which is set in the 80s. And I was like, oh, that's really what malls were like back then. That's really what the stores looked like. You could go into the Gap and you could see this, a whole wall of corduroy pants. And then there'd be a spaceport and you'd play in the arcade and you'd meet all. But I love explaining that to them. And now, even though American malls are kind of fading, but they're sort of coming back at the same time, they're becoming hip amongst the younger kids, yeah. Mm. So
hopefully, really.
Right along that line, I picked up the New York Times this weekend, and to complement that first part of the article, and then we can start getting into the six reasons why. I'll just read out of the gate. It's a Friday night in 2006. The bagel bites are defrosting in the oven, and a case of Capri Suns is chilling in the fridge. You turn on the TV in the living room, click your way to the Disney Channel, and prepare to sing both the Troy and Gabriella parts in High School Musical. Flash forward, and it's 2023. The living room is now a bar. Capri Suns have turned into gin and tonics, and you're on the dance floor with dozens of other 20 and 30-somethings singing along to That's So Raven's theme song. I love Disney Channel. It's very nostalgic, Leslie Epps, 25, said at a recent party, fueled by 2000s tween culture at Webster Hall concert venue in Manhattan. We want to enjoy our youth in a way, and this is the way to do it. It's kind of a school dance for adults, representing a less complicated time and a time of childhood innocence when the Hannah Montana, Jonas Brothers, Cheetah Girls, and Selena Gomez ruled the clock all the time. Mm. Right. So, like, I think each generation is going to have their comfort zone. What I find it interesting as a parent is when you have cross currents and they really enjoy the things that you enjoyed. We can go around, and if you have any examples of recently, we can do that. I obviously just gave you guys Stranger Things, and now my kids are, well, they've always kind of had an ear for my music, only because I play it all the time, and it's pretty good. So that's always enjoyable.
I think the cycle's sped up, right? Like, my parents, I didn't identify with my parents' stuff at all, but definitely our kids, like, if you walk around our town, if the kids are dressing straight 90s, like you, it is a snapshot of the 90s at the high school in my town. The kids are dressing exactly the same.
Yeah. I loved my parents' stuff. I'm super nostalgic about,
okay,
about Sinatra and loungy kind of like, that was like, well, you know.
But it wasn't in with your age group. My point
The
things that were in with like, my kids, like teenagers, actually wearing Nirvana shirts.
The grunge culture.
They don't know the songs.
Is definitely
grunge is back.
Full in effect,
which is weird.
And it's funny because that was part of like my 20s.
So my point is, the cycles. I'm happy my daughter likes Foo Fighters, you know, but
I think this. Well, I think fashion cycles definitely come full circle.
Weird,
you,
right?
Yeah, because you run out of ideas, right? Like, how far can you go? Bell bottoms, plaid, wide collars, like all that stuff, semi coming back. You can actually tell a lot when you go to Vegas, because all the 20 to 30s that are trying too hard, you like, go overboard on what's kind of hip and cool. Mm. I don't know. I was thinking about all this today. The number one thing here that they recommend if you want to, and I'm merging this more into the family zone, but it's watching old movies. And so my wife was out. I forget what my oldest daughter was. My youngest daughter was on a sleepover, I believe. Oh no, she was on a Girl Scout camping trip. And I said, hey, you're old enough. Let's binge watch some Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
And like, we started with Happy Gilmore and then went on to, you know what I mean? And it just, I was never a huge fan per se, but like, it was fun. And here we were on the couch, like cross generations. He's easily one of the biggest comedic stars of my generation, or at least my older generation. And, but you know, you could go to The Sandlot, you could go to E.T., you could go to any of the ones that we loved as kids. And now that they're enjoying them, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, we're just doing the same thing. Like, we're reliving sort of my childhood favorite movies. And I think, you know, in the article, it kind of just highlights all of these like different genres and different mediums. But like the first one, watching movies together, like, you know, we spend most of the time watching the newest, latest releases. But every now and then I can rope my kid into watching, like, you know, The Wedding Singer. We just watched that this past weekend. And I'm just trying to get her to watch, like, you know, Dead Poets Society and all these movies that were really impactful to me when I was a kid.
They fight you for, like, 5 minutes. So I said, you guys give it 5 minutes. And if you want to turn it off, we will.
Oh, we put those movies. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yeah. That should have never existed, to be honest. I'm sorry. That guy freaks me out still.
Okay. Moving right along.
Think about it. Think about how weird that is.
Christmas time, it's White Christmas, and
Halloween, it's
the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, and these are all like things.
I'm going the other direction.
Oh, what?
No, we're very age appropriate house, and we've got three different ages. But now my oldest is, she's watching Some Kind of Wonderful, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Weird Science.
Those are great movies.
Yeah. She's loving all the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. And, you know, it's all, I'm really enjoying
that. Encino Man.
Only the best movies survive, right? Like the junk of
those
any.
Those are great. Yeah.
That's what I mean. I mean, like, we can bring any movie we bring to them from our time. They're obviously the only the ones that were like the cream of the crop. So.
Yeah, well, there's only so many we can all see together, like with the age differences in our house.
Yeah, right.
But now that like my guy and I can slink back here to the barn and we can watch something together.
Yeah, PG-13 action.
Yeah, because Bear, you know, Bear is still fourth grade, so we are still watching. By the way, though, as controversial as they are behind the scenes, Disney sitcoms, Nickelodeon sitcoms, I could watch them. They're just a comfort zone for me. It's like a TV dinner in front of me. It's a slow, digestible.
Salisbury steak.
It just takes the world away. And I'm like, oh, no, she broke the ice cream machine. How's she going to explain that? Like,
bunked.
I love that one.
How do you know that?
Because I saw that episode.
I wore, my daughter had a graduating presentation at her school, and I wore a Camp Kiki Waka.
Awesome.
Remember Kiki Waka?
Yeah,
from Bizarre Vark, I think it was. But anyway, like her whole class was like, thought I was the coolest dude because I had a Camp Kiki Waka shirt on.
That's pretty
funny. That is
pretty funny.
But yeah, it can buffer brain health by triggering the release of a feel good hormone, dopamine. I mean, that's the scientific fact behind nostalgic movies. Like when you see it, when you're flicking channels and you're like, wait a minute, is that
Herbie?
What's the one I always get sucked into?
Herbie Goes Bananas. Yeah.
Well, that's not
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap, I love.
So good. Oh, man.
The original Parent Trap, so good. Mills.
They've done it like 9 times.
I'm talking more like if you're doing a flip through, I will always stop on The Godfather. And I'm like, oh, The Godfather's on. I got
Shawshank Redemption.
Goodfellas, I got to watch this again.
Forrest Gump, that's another one you got to stop on.
Yeah, when do you guys watch movies? That's what I'm so confused about. Huh? I don't know. When do you guys watch movies?
I don't have time.
Whenever we can.
Weekends.
I know, but like nights and weekends.
I rope them down.
This is parsed over years, Ben. This didn't happen last week.
I know, but always, you have all these great. I always think about UMK when I'm about to watch something. I'm like, it seems like MK does this all the time. I wonder how he does. Like a binge? I've never done that in my life, but I would love to. Sounds fun.
All right.
I will take time. My wife knows this. My go-to is not going out with the guys. It's not golf. It's not poker night.
Right.
It's not bar this, bar that. It's going to the movies.
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah. Well,
no, but that's the joke.
Okay,
say
it's funny. Not man by
I'm making a bar joke. I'm making a drinking
People
joke.
People are laughing, Ben.
It's funny. It's funny.
No, but make
it's
time
bar.
For it is all
you know, I go
if
to
you,
the bar
if
too
you
much.
Say like, hey, it's family movie night every Sunday night or every other Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a ritual, and then you know, at least your kids will begrudgingly like drag themselves. Hey, it's family movie night,
yeah.
It's like
I got you.
After 3 minutes, they're like.
And that's another proven thing. Traditions amongst families are incredibly healthy.
We try and pull
and
it off on
the more you have, the better everything builds.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It could be Ben cooking chili when the kids get home. Like, it doesn't matter what the tradition is from sledding in Alameda. All right. So, number two. This is, I'm going to read the research first, and then I'll tell you what the thing was. Some research shines light on the idea of food nostalgia. One study, for example, found that people seek out comfort food that reminds them of their past when they experience feelings of isolation. Scents, in particular, maybe a roast dinner or cookies in the oven, can evoke nostalgia while also increasing self-esteem, optimism, and feelings of meaning of life.
Mm-hmm.
So eat up, and if you have trouble recreating old staples, there's always the Betty Crocker cookbook.
Mm. Salisbury
steak. I'm not lying. I put carrots, not physical carrots, but I put carrots out all over about food. And like when so Milwaukee, great example. I really never had a Milwaukee level brat. So I'm like, I cannot wait to, and I did research. I'm like, I'm going to search this out, where to go. You go to Yelp, you go to Eater, you go to, where do you go to the Philly cheesesteaks? And that's my personal one. Like, I can't wait to get home. The first thing I do in Philly is like, boom.
That makes sense.
But yeah, there's actually scientific stuff around it too. And with a family, for me, it's enjoyable. What foods did you eat as a kid that your kids now like?
Pac-Man soup. Spam.
Spaghetti. That's like the number one thing that's asked for. Like, they get back from camp, they want me to make spaghetti.
That was the thing that came to mind to me, was like, oh man, all the sodium nitrates we consumed in the 80s before, because we didn't know how bad it was, right?
Spam.
Here we go.
Spam. My kids love spam.
Well, listen, everybody, we're agrarian by nature, so.
Brownies.
Come on, man. I'm sorry. Am I peeing on the party?
There's like a million things that like hit that button, you know? And like Los Pericos burritos, man. My kids will get back from a plane trip, and the first place we'll hit is Los Pericos. Why? Just because it's comfort food. It gives us a happy
And they know you there, right?
That too.
That's very true. I agree with that, because the first, when we go on a family trip, the first, but we have a Chinese place here in town called Lee's. And everybody will have a vote, and everybody, Lee's, and boom. And then you're just sitting there in a pile of MSG and sodium nitrates, and we're just
beautiful,
we're
baby.
We're swimming in it. It's beautiful. We just swim in it. Yeah, but it is fun. Well, what's fun, too, is like bringing that generational recipe around again, right? So something that you had as a kid, and now you're teaching your kids how to make it, and that continues on, too. And my grandma, you know, she did the old school handwritten note cards. My wife's grandmother, my wife's mother, they all have the handwritten note cards.
A little
and if
case.
You pull them out, it tastes the same.
With the little tabs, yeah.
Yeah. Even on Christmas morning, we do this thing called icebox pie. I think it's called pie.
Icebox pie.
Whatever's icebox in the casserole. Icebox.
Oh, no, well, kind of.
Isn't that what it's like, everything gets in the pantry?
But anyway, again, nostalgia.
Oh, the index cards, all flowery. My mom had the index card, and it had, you know, a bunch of food on it.
Nostalgic.
Oh, you mean actually goop, yeah.
My mom's little case with all the index cards on it, and she would be cooking, and it had like old, like 30-year-old, you know, grease on it.
Vanilla stains on the cookie.
So good.
On the cookie recipe.
And she'd break it out every time. It's like, don't you have it memorized by now, Mom?
And then all of a sudden, like, a little bag of marijuana is behind me.
Just a little one.
What's up? Mom. Well, she was in the 60s.
Wow.
That was a curveball. Sorry. All right. So the next one is, these are basically just semi-suggestions. But again, I think, like, we all do this, and we've all talked about it so much. Creating playlists. Research suggests that people prefer music that was popular in their teens and 20s, songs before or after that time in their lives. Spend part of your day listening to whatever gets you grooving, or better yet, Rutledge Notes, make a playlist of your favorites. That's example, something requires a little... Okay, this one...
It's tough.
Yeah, I listen to so much music, and I enjoy discovering mountains of music still. Nothing makes me happier, however, than a music store or a music shopping experience... So, don't know where to go much with that.
I would say if you really like want to do it, get into vinyl. It's an investment, but we're into it, and I got all the really cool old stuff. Very good. Rebuild a whole Pioneer system, and I taught my kids to drop the needle. They fight over who gets to pick the record, and that's really been awesome.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I'm just starting
the baby steps of that. Yeah,
I think for the the article point. And then relating it to parenting, I think it's just like a great way to connect with your kids, especially if they have the natural instinct or the natural like affinity to like 80s music and stuff like that. Like it seems like a lot of our kids do. And my kid like totally is into 80s for some reason. Yeah. And this wasn't even my doing or like me like forcing it on her. Like somehow it's like the cool thing, her favorite band is like Tears for Fears, and so like I'm leaning into it. So like you're saying, I bought her a little record player off Amazon, a little cheapy, and got her a couple of, I got a Thriller, I got her Bob Marley, and then the sound on that sucks. Like
what brand
did
you get?
It was like a little cheapy. So then I found this like cheapy Bluetooth adapter that allows her to plug her AirPods in.
Okay. See, now we're
no. But you're still hearing.
No, you're not.
The warmth of vinyl.
The warmth of vinyl.
The warmth of vinyl is unmistakable.
I'm sorry.
It's better than the little tinny speaker that came on the little
Bluetooth vinyl is an oxymoron.
to your point, though, like,
sorry.
I took my daughter to see, she's 13. She saw Love and Rockets and The Cure this year. And then my 8-year-old was wanting to go to shows, and he wanted to go see Tears for Fears. So it's like, you know, music just plays in the house, and they gravitate to what they like. And, yeah, you know,
totally.
I'm playing all sorts of stuff.
Dude, like, in the car rides and stuff, singing along to, like, you know.
I want them to have a broad broad base of music likes.
Yeah.
New and old.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I mean, I have nothing to add, really. I play random music all the time, and it's whatever's in my ear worm that day.
But your kids are getting pumped see, like, you know, Springsteen.
Could be Chris Stapleton. It could be Kansas. It could be
Selena
Gomez.
But you're getting them pumped to go see shows. And that's what brings that's
nothing like live music for sure.
Yeah. No, but I will encourage one thing. I think I said it years ago, the album, the power of the album is something I'm fearing our kids are losing. And so try to play them full albums, because it's so, I've released a bunch of them, and there's so much thought goes into
track
listing. That it's an experience, right? An album. And so
of course,
the artists think so much about it. They never meant for you to hear one song. We think about the order and how they all go together. And, you know, listening to an album is an experience. So definitely don't just get into...
Oh, isn't that cute? They're fist bumping.
We just fist bumped.
You missed the fist bump.
They're fist bumping.
It's work, man. Putting a track listing for an album together is thoughtful.
Anyway, play your kids an album, right?
Heck yeah.
Make them listen to every song.
Album.
Yes.
Play them Blondie's Greatest Hits.
This song sucks. It's because it's a filler, kids. Shut up.
And find the redeeming value of that song.
The other day. Dire Straits Making Movies.
A lot of fillers, yeah.
Okay, number four, visit your local library. Again, for nostalgia.
Yeah.
But what I'm finding now is that my kids are pretty voracious readers. The boys reading No Country for Old Men.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Which is really fun to discuss.
Jeez.
I said, when you're done, we can watch the movie.
Oh, wow.
Sugar.
Maybe.
We had to, eventually we had to take the Band-Aid and just rip it off.
Really?
Because they're reading, in school they're reading To Kill a Mockingbird, but they asked them to do like an ancillary book, and he really enjoyed the book prior to No Country. Forget what it was. But anyway, and then my oldest, obviously, they're reading their prescribed readings too, and now we're discussing all that stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, I read that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all the classics that kind of get old. They're not banned. But
they're not canceled.
Yeah. No, there's a side note. There's a podcast called, and I'm not going to go there. So library books, Mad Libs, Mr. Toad's Big Adventure,
even the kid books.
I had a lot of fun. Frog and Toad.
No, that was another, again, like one of the connection points for the kids and for us, and connecting to my youth was all of the books that I loved as a kid, and I randomly just like saved them throughout my through adulthood, and like my childhood books. I had like crates of these old, you know, dog-eared books, Judy Bloom and Beverly Cleary and all these, and I had this romantic idea of reading them to my kids someday, and
never happened.
No, it did. Eventually, I read these all to my kids, and they loved them just as much as I did, and like it was really cool to just kind of read about Peter Hatcher and Fudge and all of the Judy Bloom universe. And that just brought me back to my childhood, but also connecting and having my kid like go through the same experience as I did when they were there. They were my age. It was just like so cool, you know, and again, like sharing that nostalgia with my kid was just like a bonding moment where you feel like, oh, I get where you... why you're so messed up, or where you come from, kind of thing. You know,
my kids, Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, Catcher in the Rye, so good. Although that
I could have been Holden Caulfield.
You totally
not the Great Gatsby, mind you, Holden Caulfield. It's a great point because, especially in the kids' zone too, when you're reading books that were classics to you and now you're reading them to them, Winnie the Pooh never gets old. All the good stuff, Dr. Seuss. All right, in the interest of time, we'll just shoot down to number five. Start a collection. Medina often advises people to start collecting things. The earlier in life, the better. The way it comes down to you to retire, you'll have a bunch of objects you can fill a room with. I don't know what that means. And then just go sit as if it were a hot tub for the mind. Objects objects can uniquely help conjure the past. Plus, collecting is active and social.
You might find yourself combing through antique shops or flea markets or interacting with those you encounter along the way. It's all common sense stuff. I collected baseball cards, albums. I had hundreds of albums.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but albums are for a reason, not just to collect dust.
It's all for a reason.
Is it?
Yeah,
Star Wars. You have them on a record figures. Player is really why you buy them, Ben. You don't just really.
That's what I mean, but I mean, but you to listen to them. Like, what do you.
Yeah, we stared until the sun, until our eyes burned, and we liked it.
You know that's actually the logical way to think about collection until you have, like, the sheer amount of
I hate bubble. Clutter.
So I have, like, bobbleheads galore, and yeah. I've always thought about having a wall of bobbleheads.
So, yeah, I guess.
And now they're all in boxes. I have, like, a zillion of them.
I see the value. I hate clutter, so I should check out because I'm
Ben's checking out. So what do you think your kids, Ben's obviously aren't allowed to collect.
Right.
Nope.
He hates clutter.
Hate it.
Mine,
hate
however, are allowed to collect. They are. I'm just thinking, like, in 20 years, what will they come to look for the box of in the garage and be like? So they do Funko Pops.
Yeah.
They love the Funko Pops. They love Playbills.
Yeah.
From well, shows. They,
that's easy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not done.
I'm out.
You
sorry,
checked
forgot.
Out. Sorry.
Yeah, you checked out, buddy.
If I had a buzzer.
Back in the day, concert tickets were things you'd
collect. Concert tickets were huge.
And like yeah. sporting events. I have like Niner games, Raider games.
You guys didn't say it could be
A's and Giants,
paper.
Warriors games. Like, I have a huge collection of stubs from
yeah.
all sorts. And now that they don't come in stubs anymore, I'll still print like my ticket stub. No, well, you know, if it's yeah. a QR code, I went to see Radiohead, and it was literally a QR code. I'm like, I don't get it.
Well, no, it, so know. That's funny you say that because when we went to see the Swizzle, they had digital tickets as well. So I went to a company online. They created a mimic of the actual ticket, yeah. like same section, same ticket that would have been printed out if they did
sure.
paper. It is what it is.
You know? I think it's a fun memory of what you did.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, 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 for sure. But I'm curious to see what else they will collect. I mean, my littlest obviously collects seashells and rocks and trolls and stuffies. And a lot of rocks. A lot of rocks. But, yeah, it's all about that. And then the final one is write your memories down and share them with friends. I have a blog that I write stories out just because I know I'll forget them eventually. And I wanted the kids to have a permanent record of, like, what was going on when I got Michael Jordan's autograph or whatever, yeah. you know, with this or that or whatever. So I do try to do that. But again, you run out of clock when you're parenting and running around in modern day and all that stuff. But they say it's very good for you. There's nothing wrong, he says, with passing hours yakking about the good old days. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And my kids, I think they like the stories as long as I remember that I probably have told them the story 7 or 8 times and they try and pull out of the outside. All right. Well, that is a very good article. That was definitely nostalgic. 6 ways to tap into nostalgia and why you should. Don't be afraid to collect or other things. Coming up next, we'll do a very fast moving quiz of 80s and 90s nostalgia. Parent quiz of the week. Here we go.
It's quiz time. Parent quiz. Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, we'll start in the 80s and then we'll climb into the 90s because our listeners, that's their demographic. And a little bit of the 2000s. Here's question number 1. Which actor was originally cast to play Marty McFly?
Michael
Eric Stoltz.
Was it Eric Stoltz or John Cusack?
Eric Stoltz.
I think it was John Cusack.
I'm going to say Cusack.
It's Eric Stoltz. Eric Stoltz.
They filmed it with him.
Yes.
What else
and
is
then
he in? Who
like
is that?
Mask and.
Yeah.
Remember he was Rocky and Mask.
He was in Some Kind of Wonderful.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Famous, really famous looks like
okay, question number 2. What year was the album Purple Rain released?
82. 84, 80, 82. No. I'm going 82.
Give us the numbers.
Okay.
1986 or 1984?
84.
84, yes. Just because of what he said.
1984.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, question. Next question. What's the total number of dots in the Pac-Man maze?
Oh, my God.
244 or 196?
I like 196.
196 because it seems computery.
Yes. No, it does. Well, that's the wrong answer. It's 244.
It seems computery.
It does. Like,
wait, yeah.
It should be.
Every single board? Is that what it says?
They have the same, if you ever play Pac-Man, it's got the same little.
Oh, dude. Amazing. It was my go-to first date. If a girl doesn't like playing Miss Pac-Man, then.
You should get a machine for your house.
No, I do have one. But the sit-down one. Ooh, it was at a pizzeria. That's what I mean. Yes. We'd go do the sit-down one and get a slice. And if she wasn't down with that date.
They still have one of those at Castrovalli.
My dad bought one. Pretty dope.
That's your like marriage test.
Okay, next question. In the Breakfast Club, which song plays during the opening and closing credits? Oh, yeah, should be a no-brainer, but you never know where the brains are. You
forget about me. No, that's not.
Yeah, oh, come on. Come on. Hold on. Don't say it.
That's it. Simple Minds. Don't You Forget About Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I know the band.
Good job.
I know the song.
All right.
Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me.
Did you know that song
Judd Nelson does the hand up in the air at the end?
That song was actually written for another band. It was written for another band, and they actually gave it to Simple Minds.
You're lying.
They messed up.
Look it up.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. But that
Knowledge by Mark. What is the name of the dog in the sitcom Punky Brewster?
Not Cherry.
Brandon or Charlie?
Charlie.
Brandon. Charlie is correct.
Oh, Charlie?
Yeah.
Isn't Brandon? Oh, Mr. Wormatz. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, here we go again. In 16 Candles, what kind of car does Jake Ryan's father drive?
It's a convertible.
It was a convertible.
Chevy Nova.
It was a convertible.
Malibu. And was not somebody a Chevy kissed Nova. Somebody in the back of it.
No. Don't even talk about what happens.
Chrysler I'm just trying to remember. No, what do we have options? Do we have?
It was it a red Porsche or a Rolls Royce?
Red Porsche.
Incorrect. All around.
No way.
It was a Rolls Royce.
Jake Ryan pulls up in the red Porsche at the end of the movie to pick up Molly Ringwald from the wedding.
Kissing. What's his
but
name?
The Rolls Royce was taken from the family house.
Yes.
All right. Next question. Who plays Ducky in Pretty in Pink? Is it Matthew Broderick or John Cryer?
John Cryer.
That's pretty easy. If you know the movie, it is John Cryer, Matthew Broderick, obviously, and of course played one of the greatest roles of all time.
Ferris.
Not War Games.
Glory.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. All right, Chris, this one's for you. How many Star Wars films were released in the 80s?
Ooh, I'm going to say three.
Two or three?
Two.
Did 90? Could it, Return of the Jedi came out in 1990. What was it, 89? I'm going to say three.
Correct number is two. Sorry about 90. That one.
Boom.
Sorry about that, Chris.
Does it matter? It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No question matters less. They're here. It's great.
All right. One final question, and then we'll move on to the 90s. What year did the sitcom Growing Pains debut on television?
86.
The Seaver family.
Oh, so good.
Give us the years.
1986.
1984,
1985. Oh,
85. I'm going 85. Sure. 85.
Yeah, it was Springsteen, Madonna. It was 1985.
Hey, no.
I wonder where Mallory is right now.
All right, we're jumping up. Her brother, Jason Bateman, is in Ozark, but has a fantastic podcast called Smartless with Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. Very enjoyable. I highly recommend it. All right, what was the name of Corey's best friend on Boy Meets World? Sean or Danny. Eric?
Oh,
Eric.
Don't even know what it is.
Oh, man, this is the 90s, too.
Oh, is that the one with Topanga?
It's Sean.
I was watching TV Raps.
I have a TV Raps jacket in the house.
I got the T-shirt for under your jacket.
No, mine's for real, though. I got it from the show. You got it from the show?
Yeah.
You know Ted Demme? I used to hang out with Method Man?
I thought you meant something else.
Go ahead. The Spice Girls was an iconic pop group made of how many singers?
Five.
Six.
Ooh.
Four or five.
Oh, five.
Scary Spice. Six. Everyone forgets Scary.
Oh, my gosh. I photographed
How could you forget
Mel B,
Scary Spice?
Mel B.
Name the five Spice Girls.
Baby, Sporty.
Posh.
Happy.
Happy.
Doc.
Jumpy.
Grumpy.
Dokey.
I don't know, man. Whatever.
Sneezy.
Was it five or four?
Dopey. This handheld digital pet was one of the most popular toy fads of the late 90s.
Furby. Tamagotchi.
Webkins or Tamagotchi?
Oh, Tamagotchi.
Yeah,
that's pretty easy.
Where was I? I don't know any of these.
I have about six old Tamagotchis in like a bag.
Oh, here's a good one. And it leans on last week's episode where I broke down The Notebook. Also,
he's positioning himself.
Deadpool is in this one, so he's got to think twice. Who is not a member of the Mickey Mouse Club? This could be like a multi-level one because everybody was in that thing.
Admit.
Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds, who was not in the Mickey Mouse Club.
I want to see Reynolds.
I'm going Reynolds.
Gosling is a mouseketeer.
They look so similar. I get them mixed up in my brain.
Gosling was indeed in the Mickey Mouse Club.
That's right.
Ryan Reynolds was up in Canada hanging out.
Gosling was kicking it with JT and Britney Spears. And
all right, which controversial soft drink was released in 1992 and rejected by the public?
New Coke.
Crystal Pepsi or Clear Pepsi?
Clear.
Crystal They're Pepsi both. Or Clear Pepsi?
I remember, Crystal Clear. Pepsi, though. Crystal Pepsi. Yeah, I remember.
Your memory is much better than mine. So let's go with Chris.
It was Crystal Pepsi.
But it was clear.
Was it? It was like a 7-Up, like basically?
Basically, yeah, cola. Okay.
Got it.
Without the caramel color.
Do you guys ever have Aspen?
I remember Aspen.
Clearly Canadian.
The apple soda.
New York Seltzer. Remember Aspen. Those?
Clearly Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh. Remember Orbits?
Oh, yeah, with the little
with
balls,
the little
in,
balls
there.
In that.
That was the really first, like, boba tea, I think.
Yeah, it was really gross. I remember having one. It was, like, sludge.
What are these things?
A little sludgy finish.
Remember Snapple had the flavors fire, water, earth?
No.
Okay. Who played Tom Hanks' love interest in Forrest Gump? Was it Meg Robin Ryan Wright. Or Robin Wright?
Robin Wright.
Jenny.
Jenny. He's coach.
Right. No more impersonations, please. They're illegal. Yes, Robin Wright is the correct answer. Whitney Houston's powerful rendition of I Will Always Love You topped the charts in 1992 after it was featured in what
the
film?
The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
The Bodyguard is correct. Final question. Sorry. And no answers that could be construed as dirty. What was the name of Ross's pet monkey in the sitcom Friends?
I think it was Marcel.
Marcel.
It was Marcel.
Man.
Marcel or Maurice?
It was Marcel,
I think, right? Yeah.
Well, maybe it was Maurice.
I couldn't stand his character. Not Marcel, Russ.
It was Marcel.
It was Marcel.
It was Marcel. And finally, since it was the exterior was shot in San Francisco, in Full House. Hmm. What color was the exterior of the original house?
Oh, man.
Beige. It's the painted yellow? Ladies. Which yeah, one?
It was the painted ladies,
but
right?
It was the yellow one?
Lord knows. Let's say yellow.
I don't know.
Light purple or off-white?
Off-white.
It was in the painted ladies.
Well, they probably want to say purple is more interesting.
Okay.
I'm going purple.
Wild guess.
Well, yeah. Purple is more interesting, but the color is off-white.
Oh, Jesse. Dang it. I knew it.
Yeah, fun fact.
Mark.
Gosh.
Shit brought it out.
I'm here for you anyway.
I once babysat, well, sort of babysat for the Olsons.
Really?
Not Mary Kate and Ashley, though.
Right?
They were older. It was Lizzie, the older.
This is on the cruise?
The younger daughter. Elizabeth Olsen, who went on to be Wanda in WandaVision.
That's right.
Amongst many other roles. Great family. And then finally, these isn't questions, but. Cures every sickness I had as a kid. Campbell's Chicken Soup, Canada Dry Ginger Ale,
Vicks VapoRub.
Vicks VapoRub.
Saltines.
Saltines.
Dude, is it in there?
And television.
Heck yes.
Do you still do that? I still do that with my kids.
Yeah.
VapoRub.
You know what I like still that I... is the Sucrets. I eat them like candy.
Oh, my gosh.
Whenever I see those at
Walgreens,
so I'll just
nasty.
Buy them.
And then
the Sucrets, they're so yummy. Yeah, they're
one final thought was... Back in our days, we ate ice cream out of toilet paper rolls.
That's the push-ups.
And didn't complain.
Oh,
push-ups.
Yoplait push-up?
Sorry, I needed some context there. That's funny.
And then one final Chill thought.
Pudding Pops, where'd they go?
Oh.
They went out with
I feel
cause.
Sorry for Netflix-era kids. They'll never know the high-stakes adrenaline of running to the bathroom, fridge, bedroom, in a single commercial break.
Oh, yeah.
With the beckoning call of a sibling screaming, it's on! Yeah. Send you hurtling over furniture.
You gotta hurtle the couch.
Back in time.
Totally.
Bounce on the sofa.
Fling.
All
right, that will wrap up our nostalgia show. Thanks for bringing that article in, Chris. That was a lot of fun.
You know.
All right, coming up next, things that make us smile. All right. Well, it is a balmy evening, but it does make me smile that it's so nice outside. A lot to be grateful about, a lot to smile about, a lot to be thankful for at this time in the show. Of course, you guys, all four of you in the house. Ben's got a sporting event tonight. I've got to go pick up a kid in high school. Never thought I'd say that. I got to go pick up my child in high school. But I'm grateful for that. Okay, so things that make me happy usually goes back to my family. My oldest is in Godspell, which comes out in a couple weeks, and I can't wait to see her in Godspell. Like you saw earlier, my main man is off screens for a few days. So it's nice to hang out with him and not have any competition. We think we're going to go. We have a very competitive putt-putt rivalry. Mm. So nice. We're going to hit that up, and I'm taking my youngest one to the Eras movie in Alameda, actually, on Saturday.
Oh, is that happening?
So I'm excited to see the Eras movie because I've heard great things. And then my wife's heading out to have a girls' weekend, so I wish her safety and fun. And, of course, I always have to thank the great state of Wisconsin. All right, let's go to Ben because he likes being put on the spot right out of the gate.
Yeah, you know what? I am deducing my smiley things during the show. We got this bunny. Have I mentioned our bunny, Words Chester? I never thought I would love a bunny in all my days. This thing is hilarious. My wife and I will have coffee and just watch this bunny, and it's so cathartic. He's funny. If you don't give him enough attention, quick story. I was trying to read some, like, my bills the other day, and I'm like, Chester, get off my bills. And he did a twirl pee, like he peed on my papers, and then I'm like, Chester, and I picked up the papers to wipe off the pee, and he jumped on my coffee cup and pooped in my coffee cup.
Oh my gosh,
he is hilarious.
This is like a TV show. Or
this is my mini lop-eared bunny. So anyway, we sit and watch this bunny in the morning, and he's really funny, and that makes me smile.
Nice,
Chester in the sunshine.
I like that. It makes a nice picture. I see you with the bunny.
With the bunny, I never thought
floating in your coffee.
Poop in the coffee. Jeez,
you never know. I mean, it could be the next best thing, right? We're going to...
Oh, my God.
Didn't they already have coffee that gets... It comes from, like, a rare coffee that comes from bird poop?
No.
No.
The animal... No, I was going to say, you knew I was giving you a chance to explain.
I'm good.
Oh, look what you did.
Now he's not going to explain
now
it.
Now he won't know.
He was going to tell the truth.
Yeah, he was.
Coffee.
And
bird
coffee.
Come on.
Poop coffee.
Mark, tell it. Break it down. I'm good.
Mark, tell us the bird poop
story. I appreciate the poop and the coffee. I think that's
It was really funny. He's a funny bunny, and it's a lot of fun. Get a bunny.
All right, you know what makes me smile are you guys.
Oh.
But I've been watching a lot of movies with my little kid, she's 14 now, but like she's, you know, once a week we've been watching all these funny movies so we watch E.T., we watch Dead Poets Society, Wedding Singer, and all these, and she's digging them, and it's been
really
fun.
Did you ever get blindsided by cussing or sex scenes that you didn't know were coming?
You know, we have a different sensibility. Like back then, a lot of things kind of slipped through that I'm like, whoa, hey.
It's actually shocking.
It is a little shocking.
It's hard to watch shows sometimes, and now you're like going, wow, that rating is a little. So Common Sense Media is a really helpful thing to make sure.
Common Sense is a savior.
It's like making sure you're still safe, because.
Yeah. Oh, do you put the movie, I don't know, you put the movie in and it kind of
tells you all the you Google
out for this scene.
Oh. Common Sense Media, it's both parents and critics. They give you all the lowdown, and then you can decide if the show is, we talked about it before,
saves a lot of awkward moments.
Super
saves on awkward moments. And then next week is family week at UCLA, so all of the families are coming down. So I'm
another
meeting the
trip
roommates,
down.
Another trip down. So I'm super looking forward to that.
More Disney time.
More Disney time.
Dude, and I got you're not going to Disney again. Are you?
We're
never getting tickets again. Are we?
Try to dip out.
Your daughter's in UCLA totally. Now.
And then I got an electric skateboard, man.
Oh,
it's like
what?
So
what?
Awesome.
Death.
Like, because my knees are bad, and so pumping on the thing, it was really hard.
I think
so,
this is more dangerous, Chris, I gotta say.
Dude, this is just
He's wearing bright red Vans.
You push the little throttle, and then...
I know, and you go much faster than you did before.
Yeah, do you wear a helmet and knee pads and arm and like elbow?
Sweatshirt I'm wearing. I'm not actually buff. It's got built-in pads.
Okay, so you put that on, like a leather jacket.
I want to make sure you're wearing safety equipment.
This is safety. I'm getting saving up. I'm going to get a helmet next. But anyway, that makes me smile, y'all. Mark.
You know, Halloween's on the way, man. My house.
Super Bowl.
Dude, full on. No, you know,
it's
so
true.
My family was talking about having a Halloween party, and then we were like, not going to have a Halloween party. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, we're having a Halloween party. So now we're trying to pull off a Halloween party.
Yes.
Like,
pull it off.
Quick time. So that's what I've been doing. I've been decorating my house, and my wife's like, I think I'm going to move out until it's done because I don't want to live in a haunted house, but, you know.
But, I mean, so Halloween
do you have like a punch bowl that has fog coming over the edges, and then you'll eyeballs. Answer the door in character?
I gotta see this.
Yeah. I don't, but I'll do a walkthrough of my place and send you guys if you want.
None
to
of
see
us
what's
have
on.
An invite.
I had a friend of mine no. text me today saying,
"Notice, like, I'll do a walkthrough and video it for you guys, but like, you're not coming.
Gosh, man!
Hey, if you guys want to come over, I'll message you guys later. You guys are welcome.
Wow, we're on the B list.
No. Anyway, I'll talk about it later.
We didn't make the H list.
Off air. I love my kids. I love my wife. My wife's a boss lady. She's kicking ass at work. So I'm happy. Life's good.
Awesome.
I love Ben.
Me too. Thanks.
I mean, all right. Well, last but not least, we will thank our listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have some random countries, and they just keep coming in, and it makes me every time I see an India or a Singapore, Scotland or Singapore,
awesome.
New Zealand. How do they even?
Do we have any Kazakhstan?
I have no idea
yet,
how fun.
I'm looking
Apple
for Kazakhstan
podcast or whatever.
Anyway, it's all good. All right, we are the Dad Time Out Show, and we are out of here.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.